Number 3. After a marriage proposal.
Congratulations. I've heard you and Jane got engaged last weekend.
Thank you. We had a great engagement party with the whole family.
Tell me, how did you propose?
Oh, it took me quite a long time to pluck up the courage to speak to her. I did it a few weeks ago. I took her to a really posh restaurant, bought her a bunch of flowers and a diamond ring, and asked her to marry me.
Did she say yes right away?
She didn't hesitate for a second, and she was kind of swept off her feet by the circumstances. She was really moved. Moved to tears, in fact.
When's the wedding?
We haven't decided on the exact day. Probably sometime in August.
Are you planning to buy a flat or just rent one?
Unfortunately, we don't have enough money to buy one now. We're thinking of applying for a loan. To tell you the truth, I don't want to rent a flat because it's just a waste of money. We're going to live with my parents until we have enough to be eligible for a loan.
Wow. I sure wouldn't live with my parents if I ever got married. Don't you think that your parents will interfere with your lives, stick their noses into everything?
We were kind of between a rock and a hard place, but decided to choose the option that seemed a bit better than the other one. At least we can save some money for our future this way. I know we'll need to tolerate my parents.
Are you planning on having any children?
Of course.
How many?
It'll all depend on the circumstances. I believe in having a big family, but of course you need a well-paid job and a solid financial background.
Is Jane going to work?
Not if we have a lot of children. If I can support the family alone, she can stay at home and look after them. Of course, if she wants to do something, she can. I can imagine her looking for some nice volunteer work.
Well, good luck then.
Thanks.